Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everyday Decisions. I'm your host, Joe Firestone, and this is a podcast where I talk to guests about the last 24 hours of their day to see how they do what they do. So, my guest today is the incredibly talented, very, very funny Sydney Washington. You might know her. She's a co-host of the Unofficial Expert podcast. She also does Sid Can Cook on Sundays and Instagram Live, which I really recommend. It's so great. Such a great show. And, I am recording at home, and I got a phone call in the middle. So, anyways, Sydney was a very accommodating and very professional despite my computer skills. So anyways, I'm very excited. She has many true words of wisdom, and I hope that you take as much from this as I do. Okay, so it's 8 o'clock on a Wednesday. Okay, it's July 22nd. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, yesterday at 8 p.m., it's the 21st. Where are you? What are you doing?
Well, I was celebrating 3 years of sobriety, and I was in one of my best friends / landlord's apartment
eating pizza?
Yeah.
Okay, so 3 years. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Wow, that's so great. And it was landlord first or friend first?
Friend first, then, you know, I needed a place to stay, and she turned into my landlord.
Okay, and then the celebration was her idea or your idea?
It was my idea, but she offered her apartment because I don't have AC. So she was like, yeah, if you want to bring people over, I think they should have air conditioning.
Okay, so you get a couple pizzas or one pizza?
Do you know I bought 3 pizzas?
Wow.
And a pandemic.
Wow. All the same type?
No. You got to give options.
Right,
I got 2 cheeses and a pepperoni from this place called Archie's. It's like a really cool hipster pizza shop, but it's really good. Like, it looks like it's kind of like grandma sliced a little bit, but it's not. And it's the flavor, the crust. It's really good. It was kind of expensive, but I got 2 salads too.
Oh, you're going all out for it.
Oh, yeah. Three years. And, I had my friends there, just a few people, and I wanted to make sure we had options.
Okay. So then you have a little celebration. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine it's a small gathering. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then do you guys eat the pizza? Then what happens? Like, I guess, what do you do? Are you just talking, or do you guys end up watching? Oh, let's watch Scream together. Who knows what happens?
Okay, let me set the scene. So we're in Carolina's living room. We're all talking. Everybody's having side conversations. Mateo Lane's there, so you know he's on. We have a sizzling fajita bit that just goes on and on and on. So everybody's doing jokes. Some people are scrolling Instagram, which is fine. We're taking pictures with Polaroids, which is cool. Mm-hmm. And then Carolina is the whole time memorizing lines. She's faces in the laptop, memorizing lines. She's busy. She's trying to get booked, and she should, because she's and she's got things to do, and she's engaged. She's busy. So then Carolina leaves, goes in another room because it's kind of loud. So then we leave and we go down to my apartment where it's hot. It is a heat wave going on in my apartment, and people are sweating and laughing, and they're roasting me for me having them roasting in my apartment. So it's then they realized that I have an AC in my bedroom, but the door was closed, and they were like, what the hell do you have the door closed? But I was like, I'm trying to keep the AC, the cold in my room, so when I go to bed, I'm comfortable. So they're making fun of me for that as well. So then we're listening to music, and we're talking shit, and we're having a good time. And then everybody leaves.
Okay, what time is this that everybody leaves?
people start leaving around 11.
Okay.
And I had another friend, Amina. She just stays. She stays and we're talking for hours and she doesn't leave until like, I don't know, like 12:31.
Whoa.
You know, I passed out on the couch. I was tired.
You didn't even go into the cold room?
No, I didn't go into the cold room until later on in the night.
Okay. Oh, wait. So, okay. I do this frequently where I sleep on the couch, wake up sweaty, go into the cold bedroom because that's situation. That's a similar setup for me, the air conditioning in the bedroom.
Let me tell you, I'm always excited to sleep on the couch because it makes me feel like I'm in the doghouse. It's like, you know? So now I'm like stuck, which is great. It's like, I can't sleep in the bed because I've been a bad, bad girl. That's hot, right? Meanwhile, you're like, you're single. How can you be in the doghouse?
You're feeling like, you know, you're just kind of turned on to the max, right? You're really, yeah, you're there. Yep. And so you sleep for how long, we say?
So then I sleep on the couch for a couple hours and wake up at 3 a.m. I am seeing someone, so we were sleeping on the couch together in the heat, and then we woke up because we're drenched in a puddle. Then we sleep in the bed where it's cold.
Two of you fit on a couch.
Oh, the couch is cute, Joe. Let me show you. Couch. It's a new couch. It's pretty big.
Whoa, yeah, that is pretty big.
And that's a sex light over there. You see that?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, the light changes. Let me just show you a little bit with this light. You know, just using my unemployment for self-care, because that's
good.
What it is.
Good.
Lighting is about self-care.
Mm-hmm. You got some candles? Or
this is light therapy. Hold on.
Ooh. Wow. Okay, it's turning pink for the... Okay, it's turning yellow for the podcast. Okay, it's green. It's turquoise. And now it's back to blue, pink. Wow. This is really like the Empire State Building. This is great.
It's such a good time, and I love it so much. So, it makes me happy.
Yeah.
And I bought two. So, I'm that obsessed. Don't ask me where I got it from, because you don't need to know. But just know where I got it from. The absolute devil takes over and is a trillionaire. So,
okay, yeah, I think
promoting the sex site.
I understand.
But then watch everybody message you and be like, okay, drop the link. Sex light.
Drop the link, please. Mm-hmm. All right. So then you you wake up at 3 a.m. You're very sweaty. You're with somebody, and then you both decide to go into the cold room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what time you go back to sleep, obviously.
You gotta sleep, yeah.
And then what time do we wake up?
I think around 9. No, 8:30.
Okay.
8:30. Yeah.
Okay. And what happens now?
Just like, you know, chatting, like light petting, nothing crazy. Just chatting about what the day is going to be like and how everything's wonderful. Just really nice conversation. A couple of haikus were going back and forth. It was really
sure. Typical morning stuff.
You know, poetry.
Yeah, you would get your scrolls out.
At 9:30 in the morning.
Right.
Yeah.
And are you one that like gets coffee right away? You don't drink coffee though.
I don't drink coffee. I stopped drinking coffee a year ago.
So do you do anything in the morning? A Red Bull?
You see me drinking Red Bull. I drink Red Bull to do nothing because you got to have energy to do nothing. Because doing nothing is exhausting. It is work. Uh-huh. What people don't know is when you clock in and you clock out of work, that's doing something. But when you're like, I'm doing nothing, that's more work. You're exerting more energy to just stay still.
Interesting.
So I drink Red Bull to give me energy to just lay, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So you wake up and then is there any breakfast?
We did not have breakfast until later on. I'm going to say around 11:30, maybe noon. I think noon, actually.
Oh, so you're not someone that wakes up hungry. You're like, it takes you a while.
Yeah, it's a buildup. I'm not really a morning person, I would say that. I would say on the record, on the record, not a morning person. Off the record, we'll do mornings if I'm getting paid or happy, in love, okay, and sleeping with someone.
Okay. And yeah, now you don't have to get into details, but I am just a little bit curious. How do you meet somebody in the quarantine?
Oh, darling, you just have to be a really good person. Really have to be centered. Right. I mean, chakras align. Uh-huh. You have to exude positivity, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah.
And also have a really good Instagram. That's really okay. But just your Instagram has to be like booming, popping, likes on likes, you know, great profile pic. Mm-hmm. You know, I genuinely think that people shouldn't put real photos of themselves in their profile pic. It should be a cartoon of them because that's more interesting because you're like, ooh, what's this? Who's that?
Oh, and then you'd go to their, yeah, their what's that called? The main.
The main, yeah.
And then really get to know them.
On grid, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I see what you're saying. Okay. That's good advice. That's actually very good.
Or you got to have a mutual friend. I think that's clutch too. You get you a mutual friend that thinks two good people should be together.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
That's my advice to everybody out there in the world.
Wow. So did you guys have a mutual friend?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Yep. So then you spend some time, you kind of talk about the day, the poetry, as we said, and then you have a cat, right?
I have two.
Two cats.
Two cats. Wow, you're like, in this climate, you have two cats. Yes. They were a package. They came together.
Are they involved in the morning, or are they kind of on their own?
Well, it is so hot in my apartment that one of them is underneath the sink, just trying to lay up against something that's cold. And then the other one is in my, in another room, hiding. Uh-huh. Hiding from life.
Oh, okay. That kind of cat.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with her. Like, Jelly has always been, because they're brother and sister, and they look alike. But one is a little different because one is skittish and the other one isn't. But it's Jelly and Jam.
And I was thinking if it was jam or peanut butter. I didn't know.
Peanut butter and jelly, but that's what you guys wanted it to be. Jelly and jam makes more sense because they literally look like the same.
And then you could get a third one, name it Marmalade.
Ooh, no, I don't think I have enough money or patience for a third cat. But yeah, one is like fun, friendly, extrovert, like, give me treats, meow, meow, meow. And the other one is like, someone hurt her, but no one hurt her. We've been so good to her forever. And when we say we, I mean my ex. My ex was so good to her. And I think she misses my ex, but I think she understands. Well, no, Jam understands that my ex is never coming back. And so he's like, well, you're my mother now. Because I used to be the dad, because I was never around. So now they treat me like, he treats me like I'm a mother, but I'm always a cat dad.
Always. Even now.
Always a cat dad. Well, I present as a cat mom, but cat dad inside. Cat dad has like automated feeder, automated kitty litter, barely any treats. They don't have a cat house yet. It's in the mail. It's coming.
Wow.
Cat dad is like, lots of videos on Instagram, but it's like, please, guys, just don't bother me too much, you know?
No, I got a question for you, because my friend has taught his cat to use the bathroom, use the toilet. I just want to know.
Is your friend okay?
Yeah. So I just wanted to get your opinion. Well. I wanted to get your opinion on your cat using your toilet.
Woohoo! This is obviously a beige man. This is nobody of, no one of color is letting a cat sit on a toilet after them, before them, in between them. How does a cat, now I need to see this. I need to see videos. I need, after this podcast, Joe,
yeah,
I need a video of the cat on the toilet using the bathroom.
I'll get
and
that
then if
you.
The cat can do that, then a cat also needs to claim unemployment.
If
the cat can take a shit on the toilet by itself and then wipe, it should definitely be getting some type of benefits for their work. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Unemployment for cats, please.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
So then, okay, so tell me what happens next. So what's the first thing you eat?
Made bacon, egg, and cheese and a couple slices of watermelon. Delicious.
Oh, that's gourmet.
Yeah, potato bread, of course, because she's classy.
Sounds great. Different.
You know, some people do white bread, some people do wheat bread, just the regular degular bread. I'm like potato all the way in.
Regular. I didn't know about potato bread until about fourth grade. And then this kid in my class, he used to show up with Nutella sandwiches on potato bread. And I thought, that's the greatest thing in the world.
That kid sounds like he has separate, like, parents, like they don't live together.
He did.
Yeah, because when you let your kid have bread that's not like the everyday type of bread, you're overcompensating for something. You don't just let your kid, one, have Nutella and potato bread. It's got to be one or the other. Unless you're like, well, you got to spend the weekends with your dad and your mom. And your mom is kind of forgetful. So here's some potato bread and put some Nutella on it and have a day.
Wow. That was very insightful. Wow.
I know kids.
You do know kids. Well. Okay, so then you have this delightful brunch, and then what's the day? What happens next?
The day. Wow, what did I do today? I just tried to stay cool because I only have AC in my room. But if I'm in my room, I don't do anything but sleep. So then I came out. I'm like in my living room, hot. You know, I have two fans on in the living room because I'm rich. And, you know, they're barely blowing out proper air. I mean, it's just hot on hot. It's like, it's blowing heat on me, but because it's a breeze, it feels like it's cold, but it's just hot steam coming. I'm steaming my face.
Are you drinking water?
I'm drinking water. LaCroix.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How many can you do a day?
I never finish a can. It's like I sip half and then put the can down and then open another one, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours later. And then I see the can that I opened originally and then I go back and I shake it and I'm like, ah, it's flat now.
Are you a slow drinker?
No, I'm just like, I start something and I don't finish it. That's what kind of person I am.
That's not the type of person you are.
You don't know me.
Is it true?
I love starting the shit and then just dashing.
Is it true? Really?
Yeah, I love starting, never finish.
Give me one more example besides LaCroix.
College. College, I started that shit hard. Did not finish. But you know what? Look at me now.
Look at you now.
I'm on Joe Firestone's podcast.
Sure.
Crushing. In a pandemdim.
That's what we're calling it now. Pandemdim.
Yeah.
Well, Okay, so you start, and what flavor LaCroix is this?
It's watermelon.
What?
Yeah, it's watermelon. There's a watermelon flavor.
When did they start making that?
Oh, they have all types of flavors, friend.
I didn't. Well, I've been out of the loop.
Listen, LaCroix is in every, like, corporate refrigerator that has beverages. You know they're going to have flavors. Because they're like, you got a shitty job, but here you go. Here's a coconut club soda. Here's a coconut soda. Here's a Raz Cran seltzer to cool off from all the, like, inequality you're receiving.
Sure.
You know, you're never going to get that raise. Here's some watermelon seltzer.
I did once give my, speaking of kids, I did once give my nephew a LaCroix, and he hated it so much. He thought it tasted just awful. I think it's an adult drink.
No, he has parents in his life that talk to him a lot. Is that true?
Yeah.
They do. I just know. I could tell. First of all, LaCroix is not just for everybody. And it's not just a seltzer. It is a lifestyle.
Interesting.
It is a girl on the go. It's a guy on the go.
Okay.
Who are like, I don't want to sit here for too long. I got a drink and then I got a dash. I'm going to propose to you and then I'm going to leave. Like, that's the brand of LaCroix. I don't know if you know this. They're gonna hop in a relationship and then be like, I don't want to be committed, and then leave.
That's LaCroix.
Yeah, that's LaCroix.
Okay, so you have some LaCroix throughout the day, keep you cool, but for the most part, you're just sweating inside. Or do you go outside at all today?
I did go outside to check the mail several times because I have a package coming that's very important. It was supposed to be here by now.
Could you tell us a little bit about what the package?
I mean, the package is like, it's for work, and I can't really tell you what my job is right now, but it's a package from Savage Fenty, and it's imperative that I get it before Friday. So I'm pretty upset that I have not received it yet.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, you know, it's just a couple of items that I need for work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're working?
Yes.
And did you work today?
I did work today.
Okay.
I worked after breakfast.
And does working involve Zoom?
No, there was no Zoom.
Okay.
I've been working all week, actually.
And you were working, you're just working and sweating.
Yeah, this is a great job. And, you know, that's why I need the Savage Fenty, because I'm actually trying to get a raise very quickly. So.
Okay. Okay, great. Yeah. I hope it happens really fast.
I hope so too, you know.
Now, if you get the raise, and this is no pressure, but do you think that you might buy more air conditioners?
Yeah. I'm going to get, I actually got an AC on the way. An AC is coming. Another AC is coming. It's supposed to be here tomorrow, actually.
Whoa.
So hopefully one of the employees of this job will be able to benefit from the AC that's coming tomorrow.
I hope so. I hope that you can. I think working while sweating might be one of the worst feelings, just sweating all day. So.
Oh, no. When you're working and sweating with the right job, it's beautiful.
Okay, so then you, so we're after work.
Yes.
After work. You end work at what time?
Maybe like around like 2:30.
Okay. And then what happens?
Then I took a nap, and that was great because when you work hard, you deserve a nap. And, I was supposed to do a self tape with a friend, but I couldn't do it with her. So I slept, and then I had a podcast at 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
Which was nice, 4:30 to 5:30.
Your own or someone else's?
No, someone else's podcast.
You're really doing a lot of podcasts.
I'm, you know, she's busy. She talks, as you can see, she's Chatty Cathy.
Yeah.
And it's another job that I have. So I did the podcast, and then you switched times, which was fine.
I did.
It worked for me. And then I was waiting for the package again. It never showed up. And I'm still upset about that. Oh, and I was supposed to receive my AC today, but they just emailed me and told me that it's coming on Friday, which sucks because I might not be home.
Where would you be?
I might go to the beach.
Yes.
And I haven't gone to the beach at all, which is good because we shouldn't be going to the beach, but this is kind of a private beach. It's kind of a private beach in what? Long Island. So I think,
my gosh, now I'm really blowing up. Wow,
this whole thing, it feels racist and homophobic.
Yes.
So what did I say? I forgot.
So you were going to help with the self-tape. You end up sleeping.
Sleeping was more important than
you tried to check for the packages, but they weren't there.
Came.
You might go to the beach.
Oh yes. I might go to the beach on Friday because my AC is coming on Friday, but I won't be home because I'm going to go to the beach. Okay. So then what did I do after? Oh, then I did my makeup.
It looks beautiful.
It's yellow eyeshadow with the rhinestone in.
Wow, you put on a rhinestone during quarantine.
Yeah. Oh, no, I always do that. What? I do that for my cooking show. I do that for Zoom shows. Now, in the beginning of the quarantine, people were making fun of women who were still wearing makeup and dressing up. But if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So I genuinely believe if you stop doing the normal thing that you were doing, you're going to fall the fuck off. So I just kept doing the same routines that I normally would do, you know, ignore emails, get dressed, be cute, make little videos. And so now we're like in phase 4 and I'm not out here with like overgrown eyebrows and long toenails because I took this shit seriously. And the hoes are mad now. The hoes are mad.
Okay, so that is an excellent strategy. I mean, I wish I had talked to you earlier.
I wish you would have too, to be honest.
Yeah, and so was there any dinner, any snacks throughout the day, or are you not a snacker?
Oh, yes, I've had. I had a smoothie today too.
Great.
I made a smoothie, which was really funny. Let me tell you why it was so funny, because I've never made a smoothie before because I don't have a blender, but I borrowed my blender from my landlord. So I've had this blender for days because I was going to make a blender. I mean, I was going to make a smoothie days ago, and I just finally made the smoothie today. So I had mango, strawberries, blueberries, vanilla, Greek yogurt. Boom. Mm. Best smoothie ever. Problem was I didn't know how to turn the blender on. So I had to FaceTime my landlord and she started laughing. She's like, Sydney, have you never used a blender before? And I was like, well, your blender is not a normal blender. And then I showed her what I had in the blender. And she's like, Sydney, are you not going to use ice? And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, you need ice for a smoothie. And I was like, oh. And she's like, Sydney, have you never made a smoothie before? And I said, no, bitch, why would I have made a smoothie pre-corona? Go to the store and go buy a smoothie. I don't have a Nutribullet or whatever. Like, so what's the deal? So she was laughing at me. Eventually, I made the smoothie and it was delicious. It was so good. So.
It sounds perfect. I mean, it sounds like it. How could it go wrong? Did you end up adding ice?
Joe, you know you can't make a smoothie without ice.
Okay. You know? Okay, now I've learned. I don't know if I've ever made a smoothie. Well, maybe I did as a barista, but never for myself. So, I'm in your boat. Well, I was in your boat. Now you've gone to the bigger boat. So, so now, for dinner, do we have dinner?
Ah, see, that's the problem. Now we're towards dinner, but I'm on this podcast with you, darling.
Uh-oh, this is dinner time?
It's dinner time. And then right after I'm done with this, your girl is getting on a Zoom comedy show. So I don't know if I'm going to eat today. I don't know if I want to have dinner.
You won't have dinner afterwards?
No, your podcast is way more important than eating.
But you won't eat later?
No. I mean, I don't eat after 10.
You don't?
Yes, the new diet.
Really?
Yeah, it's the don't eat after 10 because you're too lazy to make something to eat and everything around you sucks so you can't order food. That's the diet that I'm on.
Seems like a pretty good.
It's a great diet. Do you see the abs on my neck, bitch? Okay. Pulling it. It's a great diet. I think everyone should try it.
The abs on my neck.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So Sydney, this is okay. So we've brought you up till this has been the last 24 hours. So now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you could tell me, or if you could tell the podcast listeners, one thing that you do, maybe you didn't do it today, but maybe something that you do many days or today that you'd recommend to other people.
Moisturize your fucking face, always. It doesn't matter what the weather is. It doesn't matter what location you're in. It doesn't matter if you're sad, happy, married, divorced. Moisturize your face because who wants a dry ass face? It's just, you want to glow and the glow starts with your face. You can have fucked up hands. No one's looking at your hands. They're always looking at your face. So you moisturize your face, moisturize your neck. Because your neck, you can see how old you are in people's neck.
Oh.
Neck and hands. But they always look at your neck first before they look at your hands. And so people lie about their age and they're like, oh my God, I'm only 27. But they have like 50 lines on their neck. So your neck gives you away. So moisturize your face, moisturize your neck. It doesn't matter what is going on. Find a way to moisturize. Moisture, moisture, moisture. Protect your neck.
Wow. Sydney, this has been so helpful. Honestly.
I mean, so I can't tell how many lines you have on your neck because this is pixelated. But I'm telling you, I can't see a line on your neck. So I believe that you moisturize every day.
I do.
Yeah.
And I just started doing my legs.
Oh, you weren't doing your legs?
No.
Joe, what in the Caucasian hell? Who doesn't moisturize their legs? Who doesn't do that? If you don't moisturize your back, I get it because your back is hard to reach. But your legs are right there, darling.
I know. I just would put my pants on so fast.
What? Who's putting on pants? Nobody is putting on pants for the last 4 or 5 months. Joe, what life are you living over? Where do you live?
I know. Wait.
Are you in Brooklyn?
No, I'm in Manhattan.
Oh, see, that those city girls.
Yeah, there you go. City girls put on the pants.
You know, I didn't really see Carrie put on enough lotion in Sex and the City.
He never did. Wait, I got a question, though. You moisturize your own back?
No. Back dry as fuck.
Okay.
Sahara Desert. But... because I sweat, that keeps the back looking like it's it's glowing, but it's just sweat. It's gross.
Wow. Well, I've learned a lot, and I appreciate you doing this. Thank you so much. I'm so glad I got to talk with you. It's been so long.
Are we ending early because you want me to eat?
No, this is it. That's the podcast.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy, Joe.
It's quick and dirty.
Thank you. I love it. You know, I'm so glad that I put on this really cute dress for a podcast that you can't see.
I really hope that you end up standing up.
I'll show it in the next show. Don't you worry your pretty little face, Joe. Somebody's going to see this look.
And I would love for you to just get a snack or something in the meantime.
Oh, no. This is the diet, hon.
Okay.
You got to get on board. Wait, where's your dog? I heard a dog.
He's laying in the corner. He had some Benadryl. I drugged him before.
Can I see him?
He's
Oh, Joe, that totally looks like a dog that you would have.
His name is Loaf, kind of like maybe he'd get along with Jam and Jelly.
Like a loaf of bread?
Yeah, like a loaf of bread.
Hilarious. Okay, so wait, let me tell you this quick little story before you leave.
Sure.
You know Marie. Marie is in my apartment, and a friend of hers has a dog, and he was in Carolina's apartment. So then he comes down to say bye, and his dog likes me. His dog was like all over me when we were upstairs. The dog prances in my apartment like he knows what's going on in 1B. And he doesn't. He doesn't know that there's two cats that I've had for 5 years but are just like reintroduced to me. They're in here. The dog just storms in And then my jam is frightened out of his mind and runs into the room that I am doing a Zoom show and runs into the mirror. No, runs into the window like Tom and Jerry.
Oh.
He runs into the window like he was going to run out. He knocks over my lamp. There's glass. He knocks over my plant. He's climbing up my curtains.
Oh, my.
Tom and Jerry.
Oh, my gosh.
Like Tom. Tom is the cat, right?
Oh, yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah, so Jam was like, his night was ruined. He just was growling and barking and was furious and upset. And, oh, wait, I have a really funny picture of him.
Wait, was this all on the Zoom? Did this get captured on the Zoom?
Yes, it was captured on Zoom. They used the clip to promote the show. Because, you know, comedians are trash. So they're like, anything to do to promote the show. My poor Jam. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't shit on me. And, you know, one of my cats have peed on me in my sleep. So I'm really surprised.
Oh, my God. Was that jelly or you don't know. I guess you know.
I don't know. It was when they first moved in. They, they were like, okay, we don't know what's going on. So this bitch deserved. Oh, this is such a bad picture of him. look, he's frightened out of his mind. He's pissed.
He's like, not a happy cat.
This cat is like, how could you do this to me?
That is a really unhappy cat.
After all the things I've done for you. Yeah, he was really upset. I really felt bad for him. But then, you know, he's a cat. He'll get over it.
He's a cat.
I wish the listeners could see these photos.
I know. Oh my God. Wow. I feel like that's how people feel every day. That face.
Us in 2020. That face.
Yeah. If you're feeling bad, that's what the cat looks like.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That's exactly what it is.
Sydney, thank you. I really appreciate it.
That was fun. Thanks, Jeff.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.